Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. So tell us a little bit about Big Grebby's Gong Show. Gee, that's a mouthful. It's happening in May. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, the post. I saw someone the other day, they called it Grebby's Big Gong Show. It didn't sound as good. But it's, Big Grebby's Gong Show. It's like a new thing we're doing at the Golden Vine. It's the, it is a bit odd this month because of Anzac Day, but usually it's the last Sunday of each month.
Yep.
We'll have 2 MA. But yeah, just inviting like anyone and everyone to have a go at comedy. Like you could come down. We just invite anybody to get up. There's a gong, so you've got about a minute of freedom.
Yep.
And then after that minute, if it's not going well, you could be gonged off at any time.
So how do you then know that it's going okay? Is it based on audience reaction, or is it just like the old Simon Cowell and American's Got Idol or whatever they call those shows in which they just turn around and say, nah, that's enough for you?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, the room, it's been packed out, so I think everyone has a good idea of how it's going,
yep.
Because the audience are either really up for it or not. But I've got three judges, and they're in total control of who gets gonged off and who gets the big $100 at the end of the day. I just host and tell my own jokes when I can, and luckily I do get the fun part of ringing the gong, but only when I've been told to.
Well, obviously the judges are a very important part, as you say, the audience as well. So I guess, you know, how hard is it being a comedian? Because a lot of people would be nervous in standing up in front of, say 10 people for argument's sake and their own friends and family. So I can only imagine what it'd be like standing in front of complete strangers trying to do a comedy routine that you think is funny, but the audience might not think that.
It can be pretty hard, but in saying that, it might be really easy because we had a guy, he came down and he was just there to watch. And I said, hey, it's a gong show, it's a comedy competition. And he said, sign me up. And I was like, oh, like some of these people have, you know, thought about it a bit. And he goes, nah, put me in. And he was the first name drawn out of the hat. He went on. He didn't go well, but he came back the next week and just did the exact same thing again. It still didn't go well. I don't think he finds it hard at all.
Ash Greblo.
So I guess it's different for everybody.
Yeah, Ash Greblo is my guest this afternoon, talking about Big Grebby's Gong Show, which is happening in May. Now, where do you get your material from, Ash? I mean, is it just walking down the street and you see something and you think, oh, I can turn that into a bit of a routine, a bit of a joke? Or how do you get your material? Because it's tough for me and I try to be funny, but the only person that laughs in my family is my son.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends what you do. I think I chalk it all up to life experience. Sometimes you can get... it's only lucky in terms of a comedy sense that you can have a pandemic rock into town and kind of give you a lot of different things to talk about. But I guess the main thing is just, for me, I'll just do a lot of silly and dumb stuff and then I'm like, well, there's a joke.
And it's as simple as that. So there's thought to it, but there sounds like there's not a lot of thought to it, if that makes sense.
There's a lot of living to it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like some people have, you know, observational comedy. Some people write really clever one-liners,
yep.
But for me, it's pretty much just, the dumb things I've done along the way.
So is it, this show that's coming up in next month, is it a case of, as you say, you've got 60 seconds to tell a story, tell a few jokes, that sort of thing, or is it just a case of, I've got a whole bunch of one-liners that I could sit there and go, you know, what's... What is red and looks like blue paint, and that's red paint? You know, those sort of one-liner jokes. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, you got to do, it's up to you. We've got people that play music and stuff, like comedy songs and all that. But I guess you've got your 60 seconds where you can't get gonged off. So it's smart to try and put some of the, you know, the heavier hitters at that part to get everyone on board. And once the 60 seconds is up, you know, you could get, we've had people that don't get gonged, but they go the whole 5 minutes and then they, you know, see themselves off. But it's really just about getting them on side in that 60 seconds with whatever your probably best joke is. And then, hey, you can trickle it down from there, I guess.
Hey, Ash, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Tell us exactly where it is and when it's happening.
Yep, it's at the Golden Vine Hotel, 2 o'clock Sunday the 2nd of May.
And we'll have all the details on our website. Ash, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having a chat. Love it.